Give away your possessions is considered the easiest, or to not freak out when they're taken from you. To be able to give up attachment to the body is also considered is the middle difficulty. And the hardest of all is to even contemplate being able to let go of your positive qualities and your outer comfortable, outer supportive, outer circumstances. So these verses deal with the attachment to the body, and basically he's just using a lot of arguments to try to shake up the attachment to the body. And so a lot of it sounds like body is bad. And in our culture, that's not too helpful a message, because so many of us have a lot of loathing about our bodies and criticism about our bodies anyway. And that's the form our attachment takes, actually, is negative, a negative attachment. You know, like, I'm too fat, I have too many wrinkles, I'm getting old, I'm not fit enough, and, you know, I don't know, you know how it is. I'm losing my hair, and also, so he's going to give many arguments about, basically he's saying, life is short, and since death is certain, but the time of death is uncertain, in other words, we know we'll die, but we don't know when, contemplating that way, think, what is the most important thing? What's the most important way for me to spend my time until I die, so that actually death is an experience of enlightenment, or letting go into the vastness of openness of my mind, rather than a terrifying experience? So since death is certain, but the time of death is uncertain, what's the most important thing? And he says, the most important thing is not obsessing about if you're looking good. So at the end of these verses, he basically says the kind of culminating thing that he ends with on verse 70, which we'll get to, is basically we need this body to attain enlightenment. It's like a vessel, he uses that, a ship. And we need to take good care of it so that it won't sink, you know, sooner than it needs to. But on the other hand, if we're always afraid that it might get wet, or that, you know, even a slight voyage out into a pond is going to harm the paint job, or the, you know, tarnish the metal or something, then it's not going to take us to the other shore. It's not even going to get off the beach, you know. So this is really kind of his message here, that use this body well, take care of it, but this obsession is what he's talking about, is a major form of self-absorption, one of the three big ones. So in verse 59, the first thing he's going to say is, it's going to die, so why are you spending so much time on it? So read verse 59.
When vultures with their love of flesh are tugging at this body all around, small will be the joy you get from it, O mind. Why are you so besought with it now?
So actually, in these verses, I like to read them as having a lot of humor. And I think this verse has a lot of humor. You know, he's basically saying, when you die, like in India and Tibet, the bodies would be put out, either to be cremated or just put on the open ground, because the ground was frozen in Tibet. And then the vultures would come and start tearing at it. So it means when you're dead, the vultures eat it. And you're not going to get any joy from it then, so why are you so besotted about it now, he says. All right, so then verse 60, he basically uses the argument where he says, and also this body, we're so much more than this body. The body is like, what do they say, a guest house or a temporary residence, you know. Like the image is often used that when you move into you spend one or two nights in a motel room or something, you don't spend the whole time redecorating, although you might like to. But if you had just moved into a furnished apartment and you were going to be living there, you know, you'd start to get self-absorbed about how it looked. But with a motel room, you might say, yuck these carpets and yuck these paintings and yuck, you know. But on the other hand, it's so no big deal, right? No big deal. So that's kind of the attitude. And so with verse 60, he's basically saying, it's a, like a short-term rental. Respect it, but don't get into this big ownership thing. Okay, so verse 60.
Why, O mind, do you protect this body, claiming it as though it were yourself? You and it are each a separate entity. However can it be of use to you?
So that's the notion of the short-term rental. You know, it's like it can be of use to you. Later he's going to say that, but not if you're obsessing about it. Then it becomes, you see, it's like simple. We have this body. It can be helpful or it can be a hindrance. These verses are about let's let it be helpful rather than a hindrance, and pointing to how we use it. We obsess about it, and therefore it becomes a hindrance to awakening. In verse 61, he uses logic and reasoning, and he uses a common logic and reasoning from those days, which is to point out the uncleanness of the body. And this is very common, considered as an antidote to lust, for instance, or over-attachment to your body is like, hey, you know, how come you're so attached to this thing which is actually filled with blood, shit, piss, mucus? Yuck, it's horrible. Like, you must be out of your mind to be getting so attached to it or to somebody else's body for that matter. And so I think if you think of this as funny, it's great. But you could see how in our culture, this kind of thing, if you got really earnest about it and serious about it, aversion to the body, I don't think it would work too well, since we're so much into aversion towards ourselves anyway. But in this case, the idea is to just point out that we think of it as so kind of special, you know, we work out and we tan it and we put lotions and we do all these things. And that's not a problem, except that underneath, is there some kind of like